Voting season ramped up in Maricopa County yesterday as ballots, about 2 million of them, were sent out in the mail, and the first polls opened for early in-person voting. From the East Valley to the West, residents were eager to cast their votes. KJZZ's Ron Dungan begins in Mesa, and then we hear from Ben Giles in Phoenix.
The polls were fairly quiet in the first day of voting, but people in ones, twos, and threes showed up to cast their ballot in a Mesa strip mall. Republicans and Democrats alike. Some preferred not to say who they voted for, but others were happy to talk about it, like Joseph Richardson.
Because I'm sick of political ads and I'm sick of President Trump, so I want to vote him out of office as soon as possible.
Tiffany Wade said she wanted to beat the rush.
I think that it needs to be done. This election, more than any other election in history, it's something that in years past I would wait, go in on November 3rd, but I felt that with everything going on, it just needed to be done early. I think there's going to be a lot more people voting this year, and I want to make sure that I just get mine in and done.
Anything else?
Go Trump.
At the edge of the strip mall, a group of Democrats had set up a booth where they passed out signs and greeted voters. One of them was Suzanne Hugg, who was running for the Arizona House. She said there is a line at the strip mall at 9 a.m. and that voter traffic has been steady.
Voting is critical. This is how we tell our government what we want them to do. And so I really encourage everybody to make your voice heard this year.
Benjamin Carl Timpson said he had heard stories that polling places would be picketed.
But I just see an empty parking lot and like happy people voting. You know, it's great. It's like completely different from what a lot of people are spinning this as, you know, and it's like, I'm so glad you can vote early because it's such a big deal.
And now in the West Valley, Ben Giles has more.
At a strip mall on the corner of 51st Avenue and McDowell, voters filed in and out of a retail space adjacent to a Dollar Tree. It's one of the unconventional polling sites Maricopa County officials are renting amid the coronavirus pandemic. The usual stable of schools and community centers weren't all available, so county officials found other spaces in the community to give voters easy access to the polls.
This has been a long time coming.
Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Gallardo.
Many of us have been waiting 4 years to actually have this opportunity to be able to walk into the building right behind me and to be able to cast a vote, to elect new direction in this country, to elect a new leader to serve in the White House.
Biden's campaign staff said 20 people were lined up outside the polling site when it opened at 9 a.m. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego said it makes sense that voters are motivated.
The reason our airwaves are filled with television commercials is that the path to the presidency of the United States goes right through Maricopa County. And we have to step up and vote and be a first-week voter.
Gallego, too, hopes those first-week voters will cast ballots for Joe Biden. Ben Giles, KJZZ News, Phoenix.